This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
Welcome to this new edition of Napkin Scribbles, and we're all the way to O in this primer for a common humanity. This is one of my favorite words. It's a Russian word. It's a word that every preacher ought to know because they need to become a master in this. And that is ostraneni. O-S-T-R-A-N-E-N-I-E. And I want to be an ostraneni human. And it literally just means you make the familiar strange so that it can become fresh again. You make the familiar strange so that what seems obvious or evident begins to seem perplexing and puzzling. And out of that perplexment and puzzlement comes a fresh insight. Thy mercies are fresh every morning, a fresh newness. And Jesus was a master of ostraneni. It's a Russian word, ostraneni, which means strange, and hence make the familiar strange. You can actually get a PhD in ostraneni. It's a literary school that in Russia is based on the fact that only strangeness has the power to tear apart the veil of familiarity. And we must, especially as preachers, but every disciple must learn to put on ostraneni glasses to shield us from the blinding light of familiarity and find beauty in what we often either overlook, disdained. The concept of ostraneni was created by a 24-year-old literary theorist named Viktor Shklovsky. And this is amazing. At 24 years of age, he wrote this article called Art as Device, in which he proposed ostraneni as the fundamental art of communication, even as education. Now, a good way to translate this is defamiliarization. But he argued that the key to looking at anything in a fresh and creative and imaginative way is to use this exercise, this art of ostraneni. And storytellers have done this throughout time. I mean, he created the concept, but you go back to, you know, Celtic storytelling and ancient storytelling in all the way back to, you know, Beowulf, and you will find this making the familiar strange so it can become fresh again. Or as Jesus did it, you have heard it said. Okay, what comes next? But I say, and he's doing an ostraneni here. He's reframing it in a way that you had not thought of before. He's making us look at it in a whole, from a whole different angle. Emily Dickinson might have called ostraneni slant interaction. After, remember, tell the truth, but tell it slant. One of my favorite authors, Kurt Vonnegut, his writings are riddled with ostraneni. Before anybody even, you know, translated the Russian into English. And Jonathan Swift, another defamiliarization master. And so we have it evident in history. But I wanted to say before I end here, defamiliarization is different from deconstruction. Looking at something askew is not looking at something askance. And deconstruction can become dogmatic skepticism, less a slant than a slit. And a slice and a dice. What defamiliarization is, ostraneni, is a playful hopefulness. It's an aspiration towards new wonder, toward new wisdom, towards wholeness. And for those for whom the Bible has become overfamiliar, overripe, unremarkable, they don't need deconstruction. They need defamiliarization. They need ostraneni. They need to read the Bible from a fresh angle. Let me put it in ostraneni terms. They need to read the Bible strangely and to hear the Bible differently, especially when the church has swung from cognitive estrangement from the world around it to cognitive assonance from the world around it. So, one of my favorite words and a key concept for all of us. And remember, when Jesus says, "You have heard it said, but I say," he is ritually reframing the Torah, making the familiar strange so that the old could become new. He was not about taking things out of the picture, but repositioning things in the picture. Mary stood at the edge of a crowd one time and said somewhat shamefacedly that her son was beside himself. Are we strange enough, odd enough, to appear even to our mothers beside ourselves? Ostrineni has the power to make you feel like you've been hatched from an egg and now look at the world with baby eyes. There's wonder all about you, all things new. You become beside yourself and even greater through self-transcendence beyond yourself. O is for Ostrineni.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. This episode contains notes and thoughts from Jesus Human, Primer for Common Humanity, Dr. Leonard Sweet's latest book, which can be found on Amazon.com. Remember, Napkin Scribbles is brought to you by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet, happy scratching and scribbling.